started with. Few Saipim in this chapter, we'll go on. When a person goes holy to the Torah, the public should not answer Amen till he will finish the Beracha. Not before he finishes, before he says Matana Torah, Amen. And he's saying Matana Torah. This is goes with every Beracha. But because in this respect, people do rush themselves right away to say Amen before, and that's why the Shacharit has to say it. In particular, and also, he, the Mevarech, when they say Baruch Hashem Amorach Olam Ba'ed, is to wait to finish Baruch Hashem Atraman, then say the Beracha. And when they say, they finish Amen, then the reader, the will, start reading. Not to start reading before them. That one says, not in Torah, then wait the Bereshim, no. Say, wait for the public to say Amen, why? Very common sense. They have to hear every word. If they say Amen, and what he is saying by the bell, that's just like as they didn't hear the word. What are you looking for? All the books are here. What do you
put? Right over there.
Yeah, and this also one. You see, this is not Mishnah Berurah.
This is Shulchan Aruch. That's the big one. This is Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah. I just saw it here. Who brought it?
That's you? Mine, yeah. My wife gave it to me for Father's
Same
Day.
Thing.
Yeah, no. I have it. This is mine too.
No, I just saw it here.
I'm
okay. According to the law, it's permitted to take two brothers, one after another, to the Torah, to invite. But the custom is
cannot do it.
Not to. And I said, why they don't do it? So because of Ayin, Hara, why does Shulchan Aruch has to give us in length what's the law and then tell us what's the custom? But to tell you, in case they invited someone, they invited a brother after a brother, they should not let him go down. Hey, no, go down. Since the halacha said, per minute, let him go. Do you understand why the Shulchan Aruch has to tell us the halacha and then tells us what the custom? Same thing with Father and son. Then when a person goes up to the Torah, what side should he go up to the Torah? If both sides that he goes are the same distance to the Torah, he will go from the right and come back from the other side. But if one side is longer, one side shorter, when he goes to the Torah, he should go the shorter one. When he comes out, when he comes back, take the longer way. It's common sense. Okay. Then, oh, here comes. Saif Het. Kol teva shehi kare uchtib. Alacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shetehe nechtevet kemo shehi b'torah. V'nekret b'inyan aher. Many times you see words that's written one way, and we read it different way. It's written ba'afolim. We read it ba'tehorim. Different word altogether. And a person must read it according to the tradition. Don't say, no, it's written ba'afolim, I'll read what's written. Yishgalenna, we read yishkavenna. Ish aher ish galena, it's written, we read ish kavena. We read something that's written different. Comes a person, he says, no, it's written there ish galena, I want to read the way it's written. If he does, he's violating the law. He must read it according to the Masori. Maran says, Ma'aseh be'ehat shekara kemo shehi ketuva b'fnei gedolei hador. There was a case, someone was reading the Torah, and there were the greatest rabbis in the shul. He even naming them. One of them, the rabbi of Maran. B'fnei gedolei hador, Rabbi Yitzhak Abuhav. Yitzhak Abuhav, he calls him Rabbeinu HaGadol. Maran calls him Rabbeinu HaGadol. The Rabbi Abraham Balansi, the Rabbi Ishmael Balansi, Ben Azal, Behitrubo. They warned him, She got back, read it correctly. He refused. He refused, they put him in harem, and they threw him out from being a Hazan, to show you how severe it is that he must read according to the Masoret. Because Halacha Moshe Sinai was, you should write it one way and read it a different way. And not to be too smart, he said, in Sefer Torah, in this way, I want to read it according. Why? He said, how can I read something by heart? That's what he was trying to be a wise guy. It's written that you can't read even one letter out of the Sefer Torah by heart. You must read everything from Sefer Torah. He said, how could I write, read Yishkavena when it's written Yishkalena? How could I read Batahorim instead of Afolim? I'm reading with Al Sefer Torah.
He has a point.
But they came, they told him, something of the Masoret, what Moshe Rabbeinu told us, you can't say on your what you want. Moshe Rabbeinu told us to write it one way and read it one way. That's considered you are reading part of the Torah. Then comes Siman Kof Mem Bet. Kara v'ta'a, yes.
It's not Torah Shabbat Peh then. Is
no,
it
no, no.
Shabbat
no, Halakha Moshe Sinai is not considered Torah Shabbat Peh. קרא וטעה אפילו בדקדוק עוד אחד, מחזירים אותו. If a person read and made a mistake, even in the smallest mistake, they make him go over. Many times, a little mistake will make a change the meaning of the word. If there is he, you read it who? It's written Heva Valley.
In the office,
oh, yeah,
on
the office, on the right side.
Maybe someone is looking for
you.
Someone
looking for you. Wait, be urgent. Wait, love. Some people, they make a person change even for Tamim. Go over. It's wrong.
Change Tamim, come see Riyahi.
It's wrong.
Ta'amim, Riyahi, everything is wrong.
Really?
Haram for him to read. Nothing. No. All the songs are Ibn Abdul Wahab, not Ta'amim. When he has to say his short, he said long, short. Supa, supa, Ta'amim. Everything is wrong.
Is that for the guy they read last week?
Yeah. Shabbat.
Huh?
Somebody Al. And there is
a... Al, tell them he's not here now.
He's the one.
He went for the day.
He's out.
And in Ta'amim, they do not let him go over. But as long as he reads the sentences properly, not to mix the sentences, what it means, depends on the sentence. Let me give you Pasuk Tehillim, you'll understand. Melefanecha mishpatim yetze, aynecha tehezen ha'am yesharim. What do the Melech say? My judgment will come out of your order. I appeal to you that your eyes would look at my good things. That means to favor him. He is changing the whole thing. Same thing in Hamash. Bereshit bara. Elokim et. Bereshit bara, Elokim et. That's no meaning at all. Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. If he doesn't read it properly, then changing the meaning. But as long as he is not changing the meaning, even though he doesn't say the Tamim, they don't let him go back. If there is a place, a town, but there is nobody who knows how to read. This is Minyan, hardly Minyan. There's nobody who knows how to read, and in those days, who used to read the Torah?
The
Ali himself. He said, still and all, they don't know which perfect is. They know how to read it without ta'amim, not exactly. They go, they say berachot of the Torah,
okay.
And they read it at their best, what they know. They must have then grown-up men. What do you mean grown-up
yeah.
men? That means bar mitzvah
minyan.
And up, minyan. If there is nine, and one young, they don't read Torah. Ashkenazim say?
They do?
They say if there is one young, under a bar mitzvah, and he knows how to read, there's a book, Humash, in his hand, he's listening, you join him, but not Maran. Maran said, no, we Sephardim say, never. Yeah.
You mean bar mitzvah on his birthday, like Ashkenazim, or bar mitzvah before his birthday?
No, 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 bar mitzvah when he's complete 13. When he was 14. Beginning, and even for us. But bar mitzvah doesn't mean bar mitzvah when he puts on tefillin. If he puts on tefillin a month or two before, he's not bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is when he becomes of age. That means finishes 13, enters the 14. Now, if they started with a minyan, all of a sudden one went out in the middle. Since they started already, they continue, they finish. They finish the parasha. There are no Kaddish. No, only the finish the parasha. Then, if they don't have Sefer Torah complete, they have one Hamash complete, what they do? They sew them together. He has only one Hamash. Can you read for me?
Sure.
Huh?
Why not?
No.
Sefer Torah sewn together.
That is not complete, it's pasul.
Sefer Torah sewn together?
Sefer Torah must be complete from Bereshit till Le'ene Kol Israel.
Oh, I thought you said, can they sew it together? Yes, they can sew it together.
Of course, but I said, can they read from it? Even if there is only one Hamash?
No.
There must be all the Torah is written in front of him. Otherwise, it's written, if one letter is missing, it's pasul. Not only that, what do they do today? They bring Sefer Torah, it's cut a lot. They finish it. Why did they tell you? It's pasul. They finish it, they complete it here. All those that they dedicate Sefer Torah, they finish to make them its well finishing, which means before that, Sefer Torah is no good. You are finishing it just like you are doing the Sefer Torah now.
So even if there's
missing letters,
missing 10 letters, the last letter that counts.
The most important is the last one. People don't know that. They know there is 10, 20. The last is because when they do, at least they do part of the mitzvah. But the very last one is the best of all of them.
If a word is missing a letter, then when you're reading it,
no good.
No good.
No good.
How about if the letter is there?
Half the last letter complete the whole Sefer Torah.
But they finish it.
Finish it before it's finished.
Dedication.
The new Sefer Torah, brand new. The last letter is the most important.
It's the best
one
to get.
That makes it kasher. Before then, it's not kasher.
Right, but if the last letter is finished, during the course of the year, find the letter.
In the middle of it?
Making somewhere.
Oh, he says the guy who completed in the end really didn't complete it.
That's right, he didn't complete. That's something new. That's why they feel bad. They find it possible to feel bad.
We fix it
today. There's a computer.
We have the computer now.
There's a computer. Computer won't give you the debugging. It will give you if it's missing, if it's extra, and if it is switched. But won't give you the letter is touched, not the letter.
Oh, you're saying the guy won't get the mitzvah of filling in the last letter.
Won't give you.
You know what he won't?
Well, he doesn't know. Nobody knows.
Spends money for it.
They all think that it is the last letter.
But maybe they will develop it later. So far, there isn't. But most of mistakes, they are with this. Oh, missing letter. That's what they are. There is the book in
place. But nobody knows that it's missing.
Rabbi, you have a question.
The question is that if there was
one letter. There is question in the books, like a person puts on to Philippe. He put it for 4 years, 30 years, 40 years. After 30 years, he gave it to check the tefillin. They find it pasul. Not pasul, something that developed later. They see that was a different word altogether.
But he had found it for it anyway.
Then, that's a question. This man didn't put on tefillin all the time. Looks like he didn't put on tefillin for 30 years.
Well, he still had in mind that he was putting it on.
But the fact is, he didn't. That filling was pasul. What do you say?
He gets credit.
gets good.
Yeah.
Honest.
Sure. From the day that he finds out.
Hashem Tov was that he's putting on
the... Yeah, he had to go through the proper test.
But after that, when he finds out, he must fix it. After that, he's on his own.
He uses it, he doesn't get credit.
Yeah, after that pasuk.
Once he knows, he doesn't get credit.
Did he buy it from a reliable person?
But all the 30 years...
He gets credit.
He gets credit.
30 years, you can change it?
Full credit.
No, 30 years is too much.
No, no, no.
You don't leave it
why amount of time?
For 30 years, that is your fault.
He has to check it. Doesn't he? Two times, three times, check 7 years.
Check it every 5 years. They didn't realize.
They didn't, it's different. Well,
you
get credit for it.
We learned that in your play. 30
years.
We learned that in Haram Mam.
Yeah.
Honest.
You ever come to a question like that?
There is a base of Haim about this, the Shuvah and Rabbi Alim. The one who wrote Ben Shai, he wrote a book called Rabbi Alim. He said he gets full credit for it from beginning to the end. Now, just like you put on tefillin kasher, he's not going to miss any of the reward that's be coming to him. Okay, this is good. But provided he did his duty.
Check it every 5 years.
No, that means he goes to somewhere downtown, he's buying tomatoes.
Yeah,
buying something cheap, and then say, look, what shall I do? I didn't know. That's nonsense. You get it from a reliable person. Once we checked here the tefillin for someone, opened the initial rush, was a bit of a date in it. Was no pressure altogether. They wanted it, to feel a lot of it, something that is there. And that means to get it from reliable people to see that he is getting the right thing. There are many things. I went into Bay Parkway. Used to be one Sugarman. It's called Hardware.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I went there. I met a person, a lady came in. Do you have mezuzah? I said, yes. How much? $2. $2 mezuzah. I couldn't understand. Okay. Then it's for the start. Yeah. For the start, and that the case is doesn't worth 50 cents. He's giving it to us. I told her it's not worth a penny. He looked at me, that Sugarman. I said, this is not mezuzah, this is a photostat.
It's a paper.
So they don't know, the people don't know. He gives them something, he shows them there is a mezuzah, and the case again to give them. He himself doesn't know, maybe. He bought it for $0.50. He sells it for $2. Huh?
Do they get credit for that now?
No. She has to.
They don't know better.
Well, if she doesn't know, a different thing. But talking, a man, when he goes to buy, he should go to buy from. Reliable. We are talking mistakes. When tefillin, he can tell. He doesn't know. But they should buy from a reliable person.
Source, yeah.
Rabbi, I know somebody took a suit to Shatner's laboratory. I don't know. They're good, Shatner's laboratory? They should be good, right?
Very good.
Took a Shatner's laboratory. He gave the suit to somebody else. The other person didn't particularly like Shatner's laboratory. Turned it to Lakewood, and they found Shatner's.
I don't know. Maybe the first one is right. You can't tell.
But in other words, that, as long as you take the proper precaution, within,
as long as you do your job,
you do the proper precaution, what could you do? Do what you could do, that it's the proper way. So.
Sometimes there is a matter of opinions about certain things, if it is Shatner's or not. That's why Lakewood made it more strict than that. You know, it doesn't mean the people of the Shatner's laboratory.
I think they're good.
Rabbi, with the Sefer Torah, it's the same thing. Does the congregation get the credit for it? If they've been using it for many years, then they can't.
Yeah. Just see the thing. What's the fun to Fidin or Sefer Torah?
Same thing.
There is many times, there is a mistake in Sefer Torah all of a sudden. They were reading, reading once Sefer Torah, a certain Beyad Moshe, a certain, instead of Beyad, something else, another word. Altogether, you can see a different word altogether. They never realized it. I read it. I stopped. Tell me, what do you stop? I said, I mean, the Hamash. Look, the Hamash, I was right. It's a different word altogether. And that means, and Sefer Torah, that they read in it so many years. What can you do? This is it. If they find a mistake in Sefer Torah, what they were reading? What is the deen? They bring another one. Will they go over the reading with the parasha?
Continue.
What do? They go all day to say Beracha again?
No.
they will continue from the place they stop. Okay.
But his beracha was good?
Sure.
Yeah. He
but
says only beracha after.
What
he doesn't have to say
what
beracha
do you do if
before.
You don't have another one?
Huh?
You don't have another one.
Then they will continue without beracha.
Do they continue without beracha, or do they complete the parasha with the oleh that's up there? Read it to the end.
I said, that's easy. They will finish the parasha without beracha. Then, if there is a synagogue that nobody knows, there is only one man. According to their custom, that the reader himself, the oleh was reading, then problems. There is nobody else. He reads, he goes aliyah, again beracha, again aliyah, again beracha, he himself. But today, no problems, because the hazan. They will take others, even though they don't know how to read. You see, many times you can't skip one from one parasha to another. Sometimes we do it.
Last
when
week,
do we do it?
Last week we did it.
No, we didn't skip.
We skipped.
Oh, we didn't skip. No. We continued.
No, what did you say? What did you say? We skipped.
No, I didn't.
We didn't skip anything. We skipped sometimes. Very simple.
Oh, the holidays.
Somehow, no.
Ta'anit, Vayhal.
Holidays.
There is Vayhal. They come after...
During the week, you mean. I'm not sure that.
Yeah, Vayhal, the middle of the week. Ta'anit. There is Vayhal. Vayinahim Hashem ala ha'ashe debel ha'asot la'amo. They turn the page. Yerid Vayim Hashem Moshe Pesol Lecha. So some cases and some occasions, but in general, when you have to read the parasha, you can't say, no, I will skip this paragraph, because then the paragraph is not allowed. You have to read straight in order of the Torah. But in the Haftarah, you see many times, to take from one chapter to another. You see, Mi'el Kamocha Nasei Avon V'Avar Al Pesha, they want to end in something good. They skip from one chapter to another. The Haftarah sometimes consists from something from one parasha, second half from a different parak altogether, not straight.
Haftarah is not the same as the
Haftarah. Okay, that's what it's
saying.
But Haftarah is Navi also, Navi'im.
When they used to read the Haftarah instead of the Torah,
yeah.
They had as many Olim? Was that the time before?
No.
That's before
no,
the time?
No, they didn't. The whole idea is that they should remember the subject. That's all. They don't read many olim. Same one. One person. They read Haftarah. And here it comes, it tells you. In Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to do that. Read from Sefer Torah, open, but then it turns it, it goes to another one. It doesn't read the same straight. Parashat Kohen Gadol in Kippur. Certain Seder Avodah, we read it, what he used to read. And therefore, they tell you, certain times, it's allowed. There was a custom, Sephardim used to have a custom, we don't have this today. Whenever there is Hatan in the shul, they read a different Haftarah for him.
Hatan?
Hatan. Uh-huh. They read a different Haftarah. What's the Haftarah? Sos asis b'Hashem tagen av shibiloai. It's in Hamash Devarim, at the very end. And they say, Sos Asis Bashem. Sos Asis, because Sason Vesimcham, they read it for the Hatan. We don't do it today. And they used to have it sometimes, there was two Hatanim, they repeat it twice. Sos Asis Bashem.
What do you mean, the Hatan went up for the Muftir?
It goes up, yeah.
The two
Muftirs? Yeah, not two Muftir, twice the Haftarah.
They didn't read
Maftir. Then, if there is a person wants to bring Torah, today is Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, They want to bring one Sefer Torah out. Then you say, well, why should we take two out?
They change the place.
No, and they change it. Could they?
If they had the second
you have two Sefer Torah, you're not allowed. Why? Torah Tzibur. Not to let people
to wait, yeah,
wait them, you're all the Sefer Torah. During the time of the Talmud, the reader used to read. He reads Pasuk and he waits. There's somebody else who translated the Pasuk into Targum, the language that was spoken among the people. What we have.
2 hours to finish.
The reader read, he translated it. Then he reads another Pasuk, he translated it. Today, they stopped it, because anyhow, they stopped understanding the Targum altogether. And they left it with the Hebrew, which means we understand from it. If the reader will read today and comes someone or tell you, translate it in the language that people understand, would be allowed according to the halakha. That's what they used to do it. Then, is not allowed to leave the Bet HaKnesset when Sefer Torah is open. Which means when the reader is reading, because really, when the reader is not reading, he's supposed to cover it, or to close or to cover. But if he's reading, he's not allowed to leave out. Of course, if he's in danger, he has to go. We're not talking. But otherwise, because Brahminandar is a kelela on a person that leaves the Sefer Torah while it is open. Therefore, he should make sure not to leave only between one ole to another, because it's supposed to cover the Sefer Torah between the ole.
What I mean, if the Sefer Torah is on the table, okay, and somebody wants to make a speech.
To make what?
A speech.
And they close it, somebody else can walk out.
Yeah, of course. Once it's closed, you can do what you want. But you can't leave it alone.
Of course, sometimes it's mitzvah to leave it.
You know? Yes. I'd work, always leave.
Wait.
With speech.
If there is nonsense, you better leave.
I'm leaving.
Correct? Depends.
Rabbi, is there a penalty for leaving the Sefer by itself?
Huh?
Leaving the Sefer by itself.
It's wrong.
Is there a penalty? What's the...
Yeah, it's wrong. They suppose always Kabod the Torah to be
same
someone...
One, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of shuls. Rabbi, a lot of shuls leave it open. They don't close it. What do? You want to get up. Is it considered after the Oleh finishes, is it considered closed, even if it's left open?
Yes, but he's wrong. The one, the reader, is supposed to close it or to cover it. That's why there is a clash.
You
should cover it. I always, when I was reading, I used to cover it. Or close it or cover it. It's not proper to leave it open when they don't read it. It's not kavod for the Sefer Torah.
But when you're making the beracha, you should look to the side and then look after the beracha, like to receive it. It doesn't have to be closed though.
No, the idea of why they look at the side, not to look, to show that he's looking at Sefer Torah, to show that he's not reading it from the Torah. They don't think it's written in the Torah and he's reading from that. That's why they tell them to turn to the right side. For different reasons.
It's like they have the whole thing in one.
A person comes and says, the reader is reading, all of a sudden comes his mind, Rabbi, I have a question. He comes to us, they tell him, Dvar Torah. Even the Dvar Torah is not allowed at the time of Sefer Torah. It's not absolutely, even between the Olim. This is not the time to ask questions, unless there is a question urgent at that minute. Tefillin, he wants to know, kasher, pasul, what body is there, it's okay. But something is not urgent to do it, it's not allowed. Somebody saying, how about, I'm not talking to somebody else in the Torah, but I'm reading the Torah for myself. What the Hazan reading Sefer Torah? Depend. If I am supposed, I'm part of the Minyan, or I'm praying in this minyan, and he is reading for me too. How can I read something else? I'm not allowed. But if I prayed already, I heard somebody that read Sefer Torah. And I come here, he's reading Sefer Torah. Do I have to listen to it again? No, I don't have to. Therefore, he can, for himself, read in Torah and something else. That's good. But you can forbid him.
No.
That's it. Okay.
What if the guy's reading, let's say, Rashi?
Rashi. So what? He makes himself, he's in the Torah listening, and he's reading Rashi. Nothing wrong with it. Some they say, if you miss Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum, you know, there is a duty, every Jew must read every week the Parashah Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum. And they say the time to start for Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum is when? Friday morning. Begins Friday morning. If wasn't able to do it Friday morning, right after the prayer, he should do it Friday afternoon. He didn't do it Friday afternoon, Friday night. He couldn't Friday night, Saturday. He couldn't do it Saturday, Sunday. Monday till Tuesday. Because they say the days go like menorah, the candelabra. The middle one is the center. Which one is the middle one of the week? Shabbat. The 3 days before Shabbat belongs to the following Shabbat. 3 days after Shabbat belongs to the previous Shabbat. And therefore there is Ha'arat Shabbat. But Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum begins from the time that's already going to be Arab Shabbat. And ends with Tuesday. And the person wants to read Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum, he knows he won't have the time. He didn't have the time, he won't have the time. The time that Hazan reads Sefer Torah, he reads the Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum, he repeats the pursuit. Hazan is going slow, he's going fast. According to the halacha, he's permitted. Since he's doing it the mitzvah, duty of the mitzvah, he can do it. But as long as he should pay attention to listen also to the Hazan, what he is reading. Of course, it's better if you reach Shalai Mekaveh HaTagum, not during the time of Sefer Torah. But if he can't, he could. Comes a person and says, oh, the Hazan finished the Torah. What are you doing talking? He's not reading Torah, but he's there reading. What are they reading? Haftarah. And Haftarah is allowed to talk? Also not. They must wait till you finish the Haftarah. This is people ignore it altogether. They will do many people pay attention to the Torah, but not in the Haftarah. Now, some people, they have a custom that they stand up during the time of the reading of the Torah. Do we have this custom?
Ashkenazim.
No, Ashkenazim. Not all of them. Some of them. They stand up every time. The Oleh goes, after when the Hazan reads Torah, they're standing. He finishes, during the Barakah, they sit down. Again, he comes, the Oleh, says Barakah, he finishes Barakah, they stand up to listen to Torah, for kavod of the Torah. In some communities, Ashkenazim also, most of them, they don't stand up in Torah, but they stand up in some parts of the Torah. Aseret, Adibirot. They stand up. Our rabbis went against it. They say he's not allowed to stand up only in Aseret Adibirot. Why? Because if you look to people, oh, this is the important part of the Torah. The rest is not important. Rashba, one of the greatest rabbis, he wrote to Shavuot, he forbid the people to stand and answer the Berat. As I said, to be very careful, because in our community, there is a new generation. Comes and I got a call all of a sudden from one congregation, from the ambassador. Rabbi, did we have to stand today and answer the Berat? I told him, what kind of question? What do you see all the years? I don't ever remember we stood and answer the Berat. Said, and what do you ask? You don't stand. He said, no. They made us today stand up. And I said, what? They made you stand up? Oh, he told me. I told him. That they tell me, what's wrong with it? It's a mitzvah. I told him, no, it's wrong. The rabbi said, it's forbidden to do that. If you don't stand the whole Torah, you stand and I said, what? There is and it's wrongdoing. Because then, they will come to think this is the whole Torah, not more. Then, is not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah straight with your hand without any kerchief or anything. This idea that there is a case, or Ashkenazim, they put a amud, they put a cover, and the person comes there and Sefer Torah, he hold the Sefer Torah in his hand. No, that's why there is a kerchief. That he puts a kerchief, he puts his hand on the kerchief that there is on the Torah. But not away. Permanent Gemara, there is something that it is very bad to do such a thing. Which means to be careful with it. During the time of the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch, the biggest mitzvah was, in Sefer Torah was, they used to call it Gilila. Today there is no Gilila, or there is? Shenyan, Agvaha. To carry the Sefer Torah. That was the biggest mitzvah. They used to have it Gelila. What's Gelila? They roll it to show it to the people and then close it. That is Gelila before. Even Sephardim used to have their Sefer Torah like Ashkenazim. They didn't have the case. The case came recent centuries, not at the early time. During the Gemara and during the Shulchan Aruch, they used to have Sefer Torah exactly like Ashkenazim. If you go in many communities of the Spanish Jews, still they have it like Ashkenazim. They don't have it with a case like us. But if you go to Portugal, different places, you can see still the same idea of the Gelila. And this was the biggest mitzvah. Gelila Sefer Torah. But of course, they can do it. Heavy. Now they give it to the young people.
But
you need strong wrists for that.
Are you allowed to carry the Sefer and sit down?
No.
How do you do it?
No. They do it only to roll it.
Then they go.
Order, that's right. They do the in order to roll it.
Roll it.
Because the other guy ties it or something. Dresses it.
That's right.
So how much are they rolling, actually? It's already at
the
it's at the right spot already.
It has to be 3 pages out. They open it 3 pages out, they showed it. And then they close it. They show it to after they finish the reading. Now they show the Sefer Torah, and then they close it while it is in his hand. And then they cover it. They tie
have,
it, they cover it.
We have the custom of Jilian.
Yeah.
The
Egyptians.
Yeah.
Sure. Every Shabbat
we do. You have the custom. The Ashkenazim doesn't have?
No. They have one that carries to here, and then from the another one that says,
"What am I doing?" But I want him to know that there is a Jilian.
Your Jilian is in the front.
So
up to the Tiber.
No, we have it. We go around.
Yeah. Not only that, two different persons.
And Ahayezer has the
same.
Ahayezer has the
two. Shalit Zion goes also. They go till the end, to the lady, and they come back.
This one. It's an extra item you could sell.
Another one.
You could sell.
Yeah, another person carries it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
No, you score
one. One brings
thousands
of dollars.
Yeah.
To the Tibet, one takes another.
To the
Tibet, and then they sell it to guys, 3648, and they make a big money.
To the Tibet.
Just handing the whole ship to the Tibet.
Ah, there's a big thing.
It's a big honor. They send all the, Hatan, or somebody wants to get married.
Then he talks, the Shulchan Aruch talks a lot about the Sefer Torah of those days and doesn't apply to ours.
Why did the Sephardim change to using a case?
Because they find it easier. Because it used to be many times tear or fall, but this is much easier, safer.
Safer.
There's no question about it. Imagine, you see among Ashkenazim, many times they can't find somebody to do it. It's very, very difficult.
Not kids,
take it and carry it.
I did it a couple of times to get that thing. You got to have very strong wrists.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no problem with you.
What? No, with the Ashkenazim.
You have no problem with that.
To hold that thing straight because it's very difficult.
Yeah, especially when you want to open a show three pages. It's very hard. You come to close it while you are very difficult. I used to do it a lot, for the Ashkenazi. But now we're here. We don't see them, they don't see us. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. I had once in Mirror Yeshiva problems. There was a Tani. They insisted they gave me the Aliyah of the Shilishi. And they, in every Tani, they have Maftir, they have Haftara. They say Berachot. I didn't want to say. They felt so bad. They wanted the same one who Aliyah, the Oled, to say it after. I said, nothing wrong, you can say it. But I don't want to say it because according to the custom, they stopped, they waited for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and I said, okay, I'll do it for you. And I read it. But they were wrong. It's from a low point of view, they were wrong. But you can't help it. I had once, it was a smaller one. I was in one shul, Ashkenazim. It was Shabbat, I didn't feel well. I went there and bought Tochicha. And they didn't know me. Shul that, and the hiding. I didn't know them, they didn't know me. I went to the shul, I said, I want to pray. What did they do? They saw a stranger, they gave me the Tochicha. Okay, what the, when I came there, came the leader, wants to read us, I'll read. I read it, I start, Baruch Atah Bevo'echa, Baruch Atah, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, everybody yell. No, it's supposed to continue. I finished. So what's the matter? They didn't know what to do. I said, Baruch Atah already. They wanted to get me into it. I wouldn't mind, I would do it. But when they did it in a tricky way, that means they want to leave it on the stranger. I threw the ball back to them. Anyhow.
If Ashkenazi Hazan reads for a Sephardi shul, they don't understand what he's reading. Is it, did you say?
So, how could he read? He will read Baruch Ato instead of Baruch Ata.
No, there's ways of saying that they read you, there's no way you're he, who.
That's right, then he's changing the pronunciation.
Exactly.
So it was wrong.
It was wrong. But that's the way they read. That's the way they read.
To them, not to us.
I didn't say you shouldn't read that. Should read it for Sephardim.
In me,
you should be the rabbi. How about the other way around?
Don't leave anything of me anymore.
Right.
Whatever is left, burn it. But
that's the way they read.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The people are not allowed to leave the shul before they put the Sefer Torah back into the ark. This happens Monday and Thursday a lot. People rush themselves if they would be able. There is not something urgent. They should wait till the Sefer Torah goes back to the Aron and then leave. Not to leave before the Sefer Torah goes to the Aron. This is a big problem. Then, sometimes they used to do, they didn't have Aron in the shul. They used to have another room, Sefer Torah is over there. They bring it from the other room, then they want to take it to the other room. As long as they took it to the other room, he can leave. Doesn't have to wait till it goes into the Aron.
They're taking off the tefillin.
Huh?
Taking off the tefillin, same type of thing?
That's right. Should wait not to take out the tefillin till the Sefer Torah will be back.
Same thing on Rosh
Chodesh? The first said, that's why they say after Kaddish Kabbalah. When they take the Sefer Torah back.
But they wait till, but they say Kaddish, sometimes it's put away and then still in Kaddish. When you get shut the Aron's enough, or they wait till after Kaddish is finished? On, let's say, Rosh Chodesh.
No, Rosh Chodesh, they warn us to wait till the Kaddish is finished.
Uh-huh.
But if he is in a hurry, he could take it even before the Kaddish is finished. As I said, as long as Sefer Torah was taken back to the Ark. Then, we are coming now to a very important part of the year. We have the last 3-4 years, people are panicking about the 3 weeks. What is the 3 weeks? The 3 weeks. Rabbi, we never heard that the 3 weeks. We know Tisha B'Av is only
9 days.
I told him, yes, they're right and they're wrong. That come, everyone says, I remember in Halab, we didn't have only
9 days.
What do you remember in Halab?
Remember.
In Halab, it was 9 days. Why? What are the restrictions that there is in the days of these days, the unlucky days? There are 3 stages. There is the week of Tisha B'Av. And there is the 9 days, and there is the 3 weeks. The week of Tisha B'Av is not allowed to take a haircut. Ashkenazim, they don't take a haircut for all the 3 weeks. We Sephardim do take haircut, except Shavua Shehal B'Tisha B'Av. They don't.